Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got away from cream and sugar and all that. And that's why I like pieces. You know, I like... boy, hold on here. Yeah, I'll go. I have to decide whether to turn off Grossbeck here in front of some traffic. I had time. Anyhow, yeah, I gave up sugar and cream and coffee years and years ago after, you know, just really, I go in these fire stations all the time, and they'd always say, hey, you want a cup of coffee? And, you know, and sure, you know, want a cup of coffee and sit around BS with the guys. But, you know, if you needed cream and sugar, it was like, well, then somebody's got to get up and go find you the cream and the sugar and find you, you know, a spoon. And if you could only move over a couple of inches, geez, oh, Pete, I'm trying to get to work, and this guy is, like, taking up two lanes to turn off the street I'm on. But anyhow, minor in the scheme of things. No, anyhow, I gave it up because it was just, you know, sending somebody looking for cream and sugar for me just was embarrassing. That was really wise. It's much healthier, you know. And speaking to the over sugar, there was this guy. He did my driveway back in 05. And the guy, the foreman, the guy that owned the place, or I think he was the son of the owner, you know, he's a nice guy. We'd BS, and we'd do coffee together before his crew got there and got started. And, you know, and he brought Dunkin' Donuts coffee and packets of sugar, and he would open packet after packet after packet. He must have put, my God, it must have been 5 or 6 minimum into that coffee, and I just was, like, in shock. And, you know, you want some coffee with that sugar? Good grief.